All right, everybody. Welcome back here. Josh Farlow with you on the Maroons Network, powered by the Illinois Media School. So starting lineups for you here. First for the Thunder of Wheaton College. In goal, number one, Catherine McGregor. Number three, Carney Blake. Number four, Sarah Tomich. Number six, Sarah Jenna Casarlera. Number eight, Sarah Van Wingerden. Number 10, Madison Peebles. Number 13, Izzy McNally. Number 14, Bailey Wolf. Number 19, Morgan Whitman. And number 26, Anna Saunders. And for the Maroons, in goal number one, Miranda Malone. Number two, Hannah Watkins. Number three, Kelsey Moore. Number six, Charlotte Wechter. Number seven, Sydney Mathis. Number 10, Caroline Olivero. Number 12, Jenna McKinney. Number 16, Whitley Cargyle. And number 17, Mackenzie Peebles. Number 26, Midori Spiker. And number 27, Mia Calamari. The Maroons will be in their white jerseys, white shorts, white socks, maroon letters and trim, while the Thunder will be in their dark blue shorts, dark blue jerseys, white letters, blue socks. As you look at it, Maroons will start off this first half here going left to right. Thunder going right to left here. Like we said, another beautiful day here in Chicago. A little warm, but we'll take it. And the Maroons, perfect so far, 8-0. Jenna McKinney, number 12, leading the team in points with 15. 6 goals, 3 assists. Right behind her is Midori Spiker with 10 points. She also has 4 goals. Very top heavy here with the Maroons scoring between McKinney, Spiker, Watkins, and Vera. And we'll see to keep this going here. Like we said, the Thunder hold the advantage in the overall series, but the Maroons have won the last two here. The Maroons will try and keep that streak alive, and we are underway here as the Maroons control the ball. Picking up right side. It's Midori Spiker with it, and giving chase there is McKinney. Keeps it in, good footwork. And that is booted away by the defense. Anna Saunders there for the Thunder. Quick throw in here by the Maroons. Big chip shot right at the keeper. Big foot there from Charlotte Wechter. Airing it out. Here comes the drop kick from the Thunder keeper. And it's controlled by the Maroons. And good move there by Spiker and tripped up there by Izzy McNally. It was a good move there by Spiker. And McNally did all she could, just had to break up the play there. Here, free kick here for the Maroons. Right on the near corner here, it's going to be Calamari. Into the center, header. McKinney, oh, a little chip shot. And Jenna McKinney there, the junior from Tampa. Had a shot there, but a little too much on it. And it'll be a goal kick here for the Thunder. A little breeze, Fahey. You like that, Fahey? A little breeze? Ryan Fahey's up here on camera, everybody. If you have any complaints, you could find him at The Real Ryan Fahey. Oh, the shot on goal, and he scores! Goal for the Maroons! Quick work of that. And that was Midori Spiker with an assist from Ms. Calamari, Mia Calamari. And it's a quick 1-0 lead here for the Maroons over the Thunder. As Spiker takes care of business, the 5'9 senior out of Temecula, California. She's probably used to these kind of days. It's like, this is winter time for me. All right, back to the action here. Ball's actually on the defensive side for the Maroons here. We haven't seen that in these early goings. Now controlled again by the Maroons. Good header there from Carney Blake. And McKinney controls it. Now pushes ahead to McKinney. And stolen away by the Thunder. And pushed back down. Into the defensive third. That's Cargyle, and that's going to roll out. Throw in here for the Thunder. Once again, here come the Maroons, now pushing it up. And broken up there by number four, Sarah Tomich. She keeps it in. Oh, stolen away there by McKinney. Tomich staying with her. Good battles here from the Thunder and the Maroons. Thunder staying right with them. Not letting that early goal phase them. Good header there by the Maroons. Blake trying to work it in. Good work over there by the Maroons. Number seventh, Sydney Mathis over there working hard. And that's going to go out off the shin guard there of the Thunder. That's going to be a free kick here for the goalie. First action down there for Miranda Malone. And the neon green, she kind of blends in there with the field from my vantage point. Good thing she's wearing black shorts and black socks. Otherwise, she'd blend all the way in. Thank goodness. Hashtag thank goodness. Still 1-0 here, Maroons, early on here in the first half. Listening to the Wheaton College Thunder and the University of Chicago Maroons right here on the Maroons Network, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Josh Philo. Camera work by the Ryan Fahey. Ball works back now to the defensive third of the Thunder. Now chip shot up. Header there, now pushed back. And now they're running it down. Olivero trying to keep it in. She crosses, but right at the keeper. And McGregor snags it out of the air there for the Thunder. That's all she could do there. Olivero could keep it in. Good chip shot trying to cross it. Thunder trying to get something going here. Get a sequence. A little bing, bang, boom, as I like to call them. Bing, bang, boom right at the goal here. And that's rolling down. It's going to stay in. Oh, she can't. Just plays the stop there. Now, even with my glasses, I couldn't see what that number is, but it's going to be a free kick, goal kick here for the Maroons. Gets it out to just before the circle. Here goes McKinney now. Spiker trying to work on the far side. Good idea there by the Maroons. That was McKinney. That sailed wide. Intercepted there by Kelsey Moore. And here come the Maroons one more time. No. Maroons trying to get something here. Trying to get across. No, good defense there by the Thunder. Oh! We got a foul called there. That's number 10. That's Caroline Olivero there. Good work, though. I guess got the cleat a little too far under her cleat. Free kick here for the Thunder. Minutes left here in the first half. 1-0 Maroons, rather. And the Thunder trying to get something going here. Pushing it down into the far left corner. Sorry for the tree, folks. Sorry for the trees. Anna Saunders. I told Fahey to, like, do something about it, but Fahey didn't do anything about it. Good header there by the Maroons. Just kidding, Fahey. And that's going to roll out. There goes free kick here for the Maroons one more time. Thunder trying to put a little bit more pressure on here later in these past few minutes here. And it was pretty much all Maroons in the first part of this first half. And Jekyll in here for the Thunder now. And as Tomic tries to push it up on the far side. Looking around now, here come the Thunder, trying to get something going. Oh, intercept. Ooh. Good work. Thunder falls down. Kelsey Moore, way to stay with it. Gets something going here. And now here comes Spiker in the far corner, working around. Right on top, and that's going to be off the shins of Spiker. Be a throw in here for the Thunder. Like we said, the pressure, the tone of the pressure here really has evened out here in these past few minutes here as we go just about under 36 here to play in the first half. 1-0 Maroons. The Thunder just seemed to have, like, no answer. The ball was on their side of the field for, say, the first 5-6 minutes of the match, but now it's kind of evened out here. And the defense of the Maroons actually has to do something. All right, back to the action here. And that's going to roll. Stay in. No. Ooh, good stay in there. No. That's going to roll out. Charlotte Wechter there. Trying to keep it in bounds. Couldn't do it. Maroons looking for something. Here comes Moore now. Moore, oh, misplays that. Mathis didn't have the soft feet on that one, kind of bumped it away and turned it over here to the Thunder. Now they're pushing. Jenna Carella here trying to do something. She tries to cross, and it's booted out there by the defense of the Maroons. There was a shot. There was a weak shot there. Didn't have a lot on it there. Bailey Wolf. We got bees. Goal kick here for the Maroons. Still 1-0. Oh, it's coming from me now. McKinney. Clear in there by the Maroons. That's going to push down to the defensive third here for the Thunder. McKinney to Spiker. Oh! Free kick here for the Thunder. Big boot there from Rachel Diaz. And Mathis steals it away. Good footwork there from Mathis. Going to be booted back down right to the hands of Malone. 32 to play here. Josh Philo with you here on the Maroons Network. 1-0 Maroons over the Wheaton Thunder. Here comes the pressure again here from the big tackle clear out there by the Thunder. Come around now. Here comes trying to find McKinney. Stripped away there by the Thunder defense. And McKinney doesn't give up on it. And she gets it back. Oh, no. Controlled again by the Maroons. Here comes Spiker. Here comes the bing bag boom. Is a shot. That's going to sail wide. Shot attempt there from Calamari. Look, that was kind of a maybe tentative. How are we doing on those bees, Fahey? We doing all right? Thumbs up on the bees. Here comes McGregor. Gets it a midfield header there. Keeps it on Thunder's side of the field here. Calamari now off to Wechter. Looking for Spiker. Right back to Olivero. Oh, no. Another almost got a bing bang boom there for the Maroons. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm trying to get two or three bing bang booms today. We got one so far. I know that's not a technical. I know Dan in there is probably cringing so much right now, listening to me saying bing bang, probably butchering this game of football here, soccer. But that's what you're going to listen to today, Dan. Clear out here by the Maroons. Good pressure here by Wechter. Good hustle. Wanted the ball quick there, but trying to get it over, trying to find Spiker. Oh, and leading. Here comes Olivero. Here she goes. She's not offside. Here comes Olivero. Cross. Tip off McKinney, but right at McGregor. Could have been a bing, bang, boom. It was a potential. Potential bing, bang, boom. Put McGregor there to scoop it up. And we'll go again. Now under 30 to play here. One nothing. McKinney midfield. That's going to roll out. That's going to be Thunder throwing here. Another empty attempt there for the Thunder, trying to get something going. And that ball rolls innocently out of bounds. And back come the Maroons. That's Mackenzie Peebles. Good juke there for Peebles. Spiker trying to give chase. Can't grab it. And now here come the Maroons. Once again, cleared out again by the Thunder. Good interception header there by Peebles. A As the Thunder were trying to push it downfield. Now up to Spiker. Rolls it in the middle. Who's going to grab it? Oh. Good clear out there for the Thunder. That was Ann Jekyll. Blake pushes it downfield harmlessly at the keeper, though. And it'll be Maroon's ball one more time here. Calamari, the team leader in assists with six. In the middle of the field here, trying to find an opening here for the Maroons, because McKinney or Spiker again here. Comes Peebles. And Mackenzie Peebles brings it up, trying to find something, centers it. And Calamari into the middle, looking for McKinney. Sails wide here. Maroons are doing a good job of spreading the field. Getting too bunched up here. We got a substitution here for the Maroons. 25-45 left here in the first half. 1-0 University of Chicago over the Wheaton College Thunder. Goal from Midori Spiker early on in this game match. Now it's just been a lot of back and forth, back and forth. You thought maybe from that early it was going to be a long day for the Thunder, but get that one out of their system. Like, all right, okay, that's what you got. All right, they're hanging tough. McGregor in there. Now the Maroons have had a couple shots on goal, but not, I wouldn't say nothing that's thunderous, other than the goal from Spiker. Yeah, play on words on that one. You're welcome. That was a good one. Nothing thunderous that McGregor couldn't handle. So McKinney's going to get loose. She's a grinder. She's a worker, from what I can see. And she's going to get something. She's going to get loose, and she's going to get a quality shot here. I can feel it. Corner kick here for the Maroons. In and tipped out from McGregor. And controlled by the Maroons. And another chip shot there from Peebles, and that's going to sail wide right. Good tip out there, but good punch out there from McGregor. He knew she couldn't grab it. There was a big bunch there, so she did what she could, get the hand out and punched it out. And that worked out for her, because then people sailed that shot attempt. And here we go with a free kick. Good directional header there for the Thunder. It was Bailey Wolf that rolled all the way down. That was a good one. Peebles. Here comes Olivero. Olivero coming up that right side once again. She centers it. There's Watkins. Now back to Olivero. It's maybe too much on it. She keeps it in. Olivero centers. Header. Oh. No one was in the goal. Good backup there from Sarah Van Windergen. And the Thunder escape another, that would have been 2-0 right there, easy. Good backup D there for the Thunder. And back to Peebles we go here for the Maroons. Boots it up, finds Spiker. Back to Peebles. Kenny going. There's Calamari, big shot, left. Oof. That was a good kick there. I just don't sail wide. She had enough leg on it for sure. That one just sailed wide left there.
for Calamari. 5'10 senior out of Barrington, Illinois. Went to Barrington High School. So we have a timeout here. 23-27 left here in the first half. 1-0 Maroons. I'm Josh Philo here on the Maroons Network. And we will take a quick break. Don't go away. All right, folks, back here. Josh Father with you. Out of timeout. 23-27 left. 1-0 Maroons. And here's Kathy McGregor away here for the Thunder. And here comes McKinney now. Good tackle there from Moore to get this going. Calamari almost loses it. Chips into no man's land, and Saunders there to clear it out. Puck controlled again once by the Maroons. Back up there by Peebles. Comes Peebles up, looking for McKinney. McKinney's still working. Oh, almost grabs it. Can't get it. And that's pushed up here by the Thunder now. But controlled by the Maroons. There goes Moore pushing up, looking for... Here comes the Thunder. That's Whitman now. Whitman, 2-on-1. Shot, good D there by the Maroons. And keeper dives on it. And we'll go back down the other way. Big booming kick. Swing and a miss there from Calamari. Big tumble there for, we've got a little bit more than just a fall down here for the Thunder. It's number 13, that's Izzy McNally, the freshman out of Geneva. There's 4 points for the Thunder on the season, and she walk off under her own power, so that's a good sign. So maybe she got tripped up there and kind of did like a somersault there, Fahey. So hopefully she didn't hit her head too hard. She looks to be okay. 21:09 left. Free kick here for the Thunder. Carney Blake away, and she punches it in. And Calamari controls it here for the Maroons. And she pushes it ahead. For Katie Jaminski. Jaminski centering it. Spiker now has it in the box. Pushes it back out, looking for McKinney. No. Cleared out. And the Thunder now controlled. And pushes it ahead for the Thunder. And that's going to roll into tree land, folks. Let your imagination run wild. What's happening? There's dragons down there. You can't really see. So maybe there's dragons in that corner. Wouldn't that be crazy? University of Chicago is like harboring dragons. That'd be awesome. Throwing here. That looked like the tree threw the ball in. That was dope. Ooh, swing and a miss. Big high kick there from Jekyll. It's going to be a maroon ball here. And Wechter to throw it in. Jaminski, double team. It's going to stay right here. And we'll do it one more time. McGregor gets set here with under 20 to play now. Still 1-0 Maroons right here on the Maroon Network. Live from the University of Chicago. Ruth Ellen Bailey in the game now for the Thunder. And she pushes it ahead. And here come the Maroons the other way. Good work there from Kelsey Moore. Another senior on this Maroon squad out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Rolling all the way down to that far corner here, the Thunder. We're going to use all your body weight there on that one. And Kelsey threw everything at her. She ended up on her feet. All right, here come the Thunder. Oh. Working on Peebles. Gets passed. Down to the corner. Saunders and Wechter working on it. And that's going to be... we're going to throw one here for Saunders. All right, you can't see this, but she's got a ball above her head now, and she's going to throw it in. And it might look like the tree throws it in, hopefully. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. Oh. Cleared out there by the Maroons. Staying right here. Thunder keeps it. There's Wechter now trying to clear, and it's going to sail out. Saunders throw it in again here for the Thunder. Free kick here. Who's doing it? Oh, there it goes. Looked like the tree on that one, didn't it, folks? Yes, it did. Here come the Maroons. Calamari, good work. No. Jaminski in there working. Calamari will dunk off to McKinney. McKinney trying to cross, couldn't get it. Well, here's Vera. Going to be a corner kick here for the Maroons. With Mia Calamari back there with the honors. Last time, remember, Gregor had that punch out. See if he can get a little better this time. Here comes. Calamari, it's up. And that sails out. Keeps on going. McGregor knew it off the foot. I mean, a goal kick here for McGregor and the Thunder. Another substitution here, coming in for the Maroons. Mia Calamari coming out. It's going to be number 23, Claudia Hodgkitz. Freshman out of Tustin, California. Fifteen to play here in the first half. Maroons still up 1-0. After that early goal, it feels like a forever ago. From Spiker. Now the Thunder really haven't threatened all that much. They've had a couple shots, but nothing really to write home to mom about. Or text home to mom about, I guess, probably at this point. Emoji mom about. Drop kick here for the Maroons. Watkins trying to drop, trying to feed. No. Good idea. Just led a little too much there for Rachel Diaz. And now Moore off the throw-in. Stolen away by the Thunder. Peebles gets in there. Another good header there by Peebles. Little pinball wizard here. It's rolling and rolling. Saunders keeps it in. Good hustle there by Jaminski. Wechner controls it here for the Maroons. Back to Peebles. Clear out there by the Maroons. Cargyle. Whitney Cargyle over there. Ball hawk. I said it. In the corner working. And it's going to roll out. Throw in here for the Maroons. Another substitution here for the University of Chicago. Looks like McKinney's coming out. And then number 9 in for the University of Chicago. That's Maddie DeVoe. Watkins drop off to Wechner. Wechner centers. Off the backside, Watkins stays with it. Dropping out of Moore. And we got a whistle here. Good physical play there at the top of the box there by both squads. It looks like we're going to have a free kick here for the Maroons, and here comes Peebles. Nope. Peebles, off the face. Another shot there by Watkins, blocked blocked away. Now here comes DeVoe. And that one's going to roll out. I think that was Jen Corella who took that off the face there. Ooh. Very tough stay with it. Pay took off the side there. Peebles trying to hook that around. Couldn't get it. Here's a corner kick here for the Maroons. And Diaz down there. Gets it into the center. Header. Ooh. Almost a bing, bang, boom there. Good punch skills there from McGregor. Sounds right. Punch skills by McGregor. That translates into other sports as well. 1-0 here, Maroons. Just about 10 to play here, first half. Another corner kick. Peebles giving chase. Here comes the Thunder. Jenna Carla now. Pushing it up, gets it behind the line. And push it back to Malone. Now far side. Good idea there from Diaz, but couldn't get it. Sounds a little fake, like she was going to stop, and then she kind of sidestepped and let it go in front of her, but defense was all over her. Saunders gets behind the D. Malone scoops it up. Malone, a freshman out of Cary, Illinois. Whoa, 3 went down. It's going to be a foul on the Thunder. It'll be a free kick here for the Maroons. And Peebles, one more time, will have the honors. Kenzie Peebles, 5'9", sophomore out of Nashville, Tennessee. Jaminski working down there, cleared out by the Thunder. Well, it was Ruth Ellen Bailey on the clear out there. Here comes Jaminski in the corner, 2-on-1. Doing what you can off the shin of Jekyll. This will be another corner kick here for the Maroons. 8 to play here in the first half. 1-0 Maroons right here on the Maroons Network, powered by the Illinois Media School. Be on radio, be on TV, beonair.com for more information. Here's Diaz one more time here for the corner kick. Lost it up. Another punch out there from McGregor, but right at. No. Claire Suter in here also for the Maroons. She was giving chase there on that last free ball. Throwing here for the Maroons. Back come the Thunder. Peebles falls down. She's okay. I mean, the fact, you know, we mentioned earlier that the there hasn't been really that many shots on goal for the Thunder. I mean, that's no really big surprise. I mean, this year, the back line of the Maroons have only allowed 25 shots and just 11 on goal all year in eight matches. So this is about par for the course for the Maroons. And you can see why. Just, you know, they're just all over the ball. And here we go. Here comes the Maroons now. Watkins pushing it up right side. And run down and cleared out by Bailey. And Wechner here to throw in for University of Chicago. Moore loops it up. Loops it up. McGregor goes and gets it, and she does. Catherine McGregor, senior out of Grandview, Missouri, went to Kansas City Christian High School. Wechner, staying with it. Wechner finds Watkins. Watkins working and loses it. Peebles and Isabel Oliver working hard down here right in front of us. Here comes Jaminski. Oh, takes a tumble there. Good body check there from number three on the Thunder. That's Carney Blake. Closing in on Jaminski there. Give her a little hip. Just a little tap. Just say hello. Hey, how you doing? Give her a little hey, how you doing? Corner kick here once again for the Maroons. That's Rachel Diaz. Here it comes. It's up. There's DeVoe. Finds Diaz now right side. Oh, good D there from the Thunder. That's Ruth Ellen Bailey. A couple more substitutions here for the Maroons. Coming in for the University of Chicago. That's number 32, Katie Sedera. And that's number 13 also, Casey Gervier. Now into Gervier centers. No, clears it out. But right after the Maroons, oh. Maroon's working. There's DeVoe. Sedera trying to center it. Good effort there by the Thunder, and it'll be a free kick for the Thunder. Under three to play here. 2:55 left here in the first half. 1-0. The Maroons over the Thunder. It's cooled off, I feel, a little bit. I don't know. Is it cooled off, Fahey? What do you think? Still kind of gross? All right. Hopefully, if you're listening or watching this, you're in like a comfortable, climate-controlled environment. Or you're like driving a big rig. Maybe you're driving a big rig. If anyone's driving a big rig and listening to this, that'd be awesome. We're going across America, Fahey, in big rigs. That's right. Roll it up and trucking. It's a good movie. You should watch that. 2:17 left. Controlled by the Maroons. Watkins can't hold on to it. Jaminski getting rid of it. Whoa, yes. Jaminski. I love that. Good hard play. Can't remember if that's the same. If that was the same player that got Jaminski over here, but either way, they're even now. We're square. Even. Far corner quick here for the Maroons. So the clock's ticking down here. Under two to play now. 1:41 left. Corners it up again, up, and McGregor goes and gets it. Catherine McGregor staying busy today. Boot once again here from the Maroons.
Slight pressure from the Thunder, but nothing to worry about as they come back down on the other side. 1 minute to go here, y'all. I'm going to let that one roll. Hustle. Good hustle there from Sarah Tomich. Couldn't get to it, though. Oh, no, that's Jenna Carella. Sorry. Oh, like a four. More. And Jaminski will let it go. That's going to be Thunder ball here. Just under 30 to play here. 25 seconds left. Thunder trying to get something to go here but right before the end of the half. Ten seconds left. And Thunder have it. And that's how the first half will end. 1-0 Maroons. And let's get there. We had the first early goal from Midori Spiker. And then after that, we had a handful of shots on goal there. A couple of potential bing bang booms, but nothing, no booms. We had a couple bings, a couple bing bangs, but no bing bang booms. I gotta get that on a promo. I'll tell you that right now. All right, we're gonna go to break. Faye's like, go to break. We'll be right back here. Don't go away. 1-0 Maroons. All right.